B-Pod Studios.
Linda in Mayfair is on the Fanatic. Hey, Linda.
Hello, fellas.
Hello, Linda.
I don't hold on that long for Bryce Harper, so I love you guys.
We love you.
First of all, just on the Phillies, and then I have to go to something else, some football.
Yeah.
If I don't see Velasquez again, oh, my God. My
same
stomach.
Old, same old, right, Lynn?
Benny Vito.
Same old crap. And let me ask you something, you guys. Why didn't they put him in the bullpen and just leave him there? I can't stand this.
They might do that, but the problem is they need starters, right? They need a rotation, and that's where Vinny kills you, because he's got the stuff to be a starter. And he just, it's the same thing. He'll be throwing 75 pitches in 4 2/3 innings and nibbling and, you know, he'll be 0-2 in a count and he'll walk a guy.
Oh, some of them bombs. That's disgusting.
I know, Lynn.
Now, we're going to the Jets. And if you ask me why the Jets, you know, I was in and out of New York for 22 years. My second favorite team used to be called the Titans, who are now the Jets. Okay?
I remember the Titans.
Wow, that's old school.
That's cool.
Yes. But the Jets. I wish you guys could have been with me this morning. I put on Boomer this morning, up the dial. Oh, my God, you should have heard him. I thought he was going to break out in song. he was C.J. Mosley and Barr, and he was just so happy. They was all so happy. I thought the fireworks was going to start.
what he doesn't realize is that the Jets will still find a way to screw it up, Linda.
I know, but I'll tell you something. I'm not disappointed. No, I'm not unhappy with what the Eagles did. I would have rather had a splash like the Jets. To me, that what they did is a splash, because they paid some big money.
Yeah,
maybe.
Eagles just weren't in that position to do it, though, Linda, to pay that kind of dole out that kind of money in free agency this year.
Well, what's coming next? Are we getting anything groovy?
Yeah, I like Tevin Coleman. I don't know if he would be groovy.
Oh,
but
I like him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's legit. I heard that last week, Lynn.
All right, so all I have to say, I can go about my day and sing. I love you.
Oh, we love you, Lynn. Take care, Lynn.
See you, Linda. Hey, Linda from Maverick.
She should be a voice actress and make a lot of money.
Yeah, she's the best.
When she hits you with, because her delivery is awesome.
Mm-hmm. With the Eagles?
Yeah. I spent 22 years in New York.
It's the intonation she uses in her words, too.
It's terrific.
Yeah, she's awesome.
You and I both watch a lot of these animated movies.
Yeah.
Because
she'd be great.
Like it's one of these animals come to life.
Yeah.
Right?
Let me tell you, sweetheart.
Right. You can see her, you know, there's the friendly squirrel.
Yeah.
That's telling the lead character.
That takes no crap.
Right.
That would be her. You're right. Good point. 610-632-0975. Before we get right back to the phones here, let me tell you, you're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Let's check our poll of the day, brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900, plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation, 833-4-NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. Here you go. Here's the question, Ant. We asked for it. Andrew delivered. He said, we're hearing from some people that actually don't like bringing DeSean Jackson back. Really? Do you like the move or not? Love bringing him back or no, I don't like it. All right, 1,300 votes already. That's quick. 86% say love bringing DeSean back. But that means there's still 14%, and in this case, over 150 votes of people that don't like the Eagles bringing back DeSean Jackson, including VG, was complaining about it. And, you know, we talked to Jeff McClain. He said there is some risk involved here. Are we overlooking the potential downsides of DeSean Jackson? One being, he is 32. Two being, he hasn't really won anywhere. And he's been a bit of a disruption when he was here in Philly and when he was down with Tampa.
Yeah, I don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I, again, of course his camp is going to say he's matured and, you know, he wants to do the right thing. But
yeah, Chris Thick told us that about AI for years.
Yeah, but I believe, at 32, I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe it, by and large. I'm going to say he won't ever be a pain in the ass, but I do believe, you know, that he'll be okay. What he's got to do is just be able to run. That's all I care about. Play 12 games and the playoffs and run.
Well, the other thing,
run,
too,
Deshaun, run.
I think the aspect of him coming back to the Eagles is actually something that calms my concerns with a lot of those things.
Yeah, I yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think Doug knows how to handle players. And, you know, so.
Contrary to the caller we had, Carson knows how to handle players, too.
He does. I totally agree.
Like, right off the bat, that tweet to Deshaun, just run as, I'll throw it as far as I can throw it, and you run under it.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's what Deshaun wants to hear.
Yeah.
He just wants to be loved. He wants to score 9 touchdowns and get love.
And he would love to do it back here in Philadelphia, which is what's going
to
happen.
Well, right, but that's my point. He just wants to get loved. He wants to be loved.
Did you see, too, real quick, that saw this on Jeff McClain's Twitter, that the Eagles tendered Nate Sudfeld a 1-year contract at a second-round level?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I like it.
Okay. And I saw Jeff here also wrote this, and I love this line, and I want to see if you agree.
I think Sudfeld can be good. He's got the size. I actually like him.
We just need to see a little more of him playing.
I like.
Hopefully we don't see him practice at all this season.
I like him. I heard some great stuff about him. Yeah. But.
Jeff put this in one of his stories, and it says, Howie Roseman reels Deshaun Jackson back in and settles an old score.
To Chip Kelly.
Yeah, I love that line.
Yeah.
Because Howie was put into the jockstrap closet because Chip had all the power and garnered all the power. And we know how Chip turned out and how he rose again on the 40th day and reclaimed his chair and then went on in a couple of master strokes to A, get the quarterback, the franchise quarterback, B, win a Super Bowl, and now C, or D, wherever you want to put it, he brings Deshaun back because he was part of the group that drafted Deshaun here, too. So I think it's an interesting subplot of this whole thing.
I still love this story. See, the great story that's never been written, and Howie doesn't want to go there, and Chip will never talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the great story, along with Sam Hinkie, the great story is the banishment of Howie. And, like, the story that I always wanted to write was what it was like for Howie the minute Chip banishes him.
When he grabbed the keys.
Because I met him. Howie and I sat in, you know, we're down a complex, and we had lunch down there. We were doing something. We were just hanging out. And we had lunch. It was Eagles Nova. And Chip was so paranoid that he walked by a couple times and was like, what's he doing here? Why are they talking? Like, it was like one of those deals. And he was like, what's he doing here? What are they talking about? He was like really paranoid.
Wow.
But like, that story is a great story of, you know, over those years. And God bless him, man.
He went to those EPL teams, Premier League teams, went around and met with general managers in all sports.
He could have easily, like, get another job offer. He didn't do it. He's like, I owe Jeffrey. And he easily could have just quit on it, and he didn't.
And he rose again, by the way. Breaking news from Ian Rappaport at Rapsheet on Twitter. It's the legit account, Anthony. Eagles standout inside linebacker Jordan Hicks intends to sign with the Arizona Cardinals on a 4-year deal worth $36 million with a $12 million signing bonus. The source said $20 million of the contract is guaranteed. We just talked about Jordan Hicks with Jeff McClain, saying that, well, if the market doesn't shape up for him, he could end up back here. Looks like that ship right now has sailed. Jordan Hicks stays with the Eagles, have ended, and it looks like he will be an Arizona Cardinal on a 4-year deal. Boy, that leaves a hole in the middle of that linebacker group for the Eagles. Now they have another need that they got to address. Very interesting.
Yeah, but I got news for you.
You didn't like him.
No, you can't count on him. I liked him when he played.
Yeah.
But you can't count on him.
20 mil guaranteed?
That
could go down the toilet real quick.
For a Mike linebacker who's off hurt?
Yeah. The thing with him
I don't think so.
It was like every other year he would miss significant time. But he gets paid. He's getting paid by Arizona. I'm sure the Eagles just didn't feel comfortable going to that level, Ant. But now you have a need at middle linebacker for the Eagles. They gotta find the right guy for this job to keep that part of the defense intact. And that's an important position for this Eagles defense. He was the signal caller. Last year he played in 12 games. The year prior, 7 games, 16 and then 8. Had 4 seasons with the Eagles. Last year he ended up in on 61 solo tackles, totaled 91. And he had 3 sacks last year. He never been a sack guy anyway. I mean, he was going to get 5 in his career. But Jordan Hicks has flown the coop, and he's going to go join another bird, the Arizona Cardinals, who will get his deal for 4 years.
Good for him, he got paid. But it shows you how bad a lot of these NFL teams are. Like these executives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you spend that kind of money on Jordan Hicks?
Yeah.
Oh, seriously, all due respect, like, why would you spend that kind of money on Jordan Hicks?
Yeah, but we need to look at it,
Andrew. Some of these personnel guys are just out of their minds.
Yeah, spending money like a drunken sailor.
You should never spend that kind of money.
Well,
go ahead.
Do you want to get your inside linebacker, your middle linebacker, via free agency? Or are you willing to go with that in the draft? It's a risky proposition going in the draft because it's an unknown commodity at the NFL level.
Yeah,
especially if you're not going first round.
Yeah.
So you might want to go trade or free agency. We got to see what's available still at the linebacker position. All right, we'll do it coming up. Dig up your list and we'll comb through it. 610-632-0975. So Deshaun comes here, and it looks like Jordan Hicks is now gone and will become a member of the Arizona Cardinals. 610-632-0975. Jason Martinez. I got to tell you about Window Nation, because before you wish for the winter and crazy cold weather to end, and I know a lot of you are, one more thing you need to take care of. It's to get your old and drafty windows replaced. Why now, though? Here at the end of winter? Well, that's because that's when you unquestionably get the absolute best pricing. Window Nation's award-winning installation teams need work, and the factory is running at half capacity, which means insane savings. So for the next 2 weeks, buy 2 windows, get 2 free. That's 2 free windows with every 2 you buy. How about if you buy 4? You're going to get 4 free. 8? You get 8 free. No minimum purchase. Plus, pay nothing for a year. Make no down payment, make no payments, and pay no interest for 12 months. Keep Window Nation's expert installers and the factory busy, all while saving thousands. So call now, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. You're wasting money on high energy bills by not calling. So get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy. Buy 4 windows, get 4 free, no limit. Plus, put nothing down, and you'll have no payments and no interest for 12 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Earlier today with Gargano and Martinez.
Think about what you had the last 2 years. You had Torrey Smith, right? And you had Mike Wallace.
Who got hurt.
Those were the 2 speed guys on the outside. You get Deshaun come in here. He can still run. He's going to be motivated. It's a great fit. I love what they've done. You got a hell of a player to go next to Fletcher Cox.
The Malik Jackson signing's a really good sign.
In the middle of that defense.
Yep. Look, they did it when they brought in Jernigan. You already have Cox. The right personnel is there. To add Malik Jackson is a great move.
I mean, Barnett, Malik Jackson, Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, I think Barnett in year 3, that's going to be huge.
So do I. Brandon Graham's got some legs left.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Try their all-new Dietz Nuts Protein Pack Savory Sausage Snack. Learn more at DietzandWatson.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
What up?
All right. By the way, thanks to the great people at Mission Barbecue for dropping off some Q.
I went back for seconds of that pulled the chicken. You had the beef, right?
Yeah.
Baked beans, cornbread. I'm back on the keto, so I couldn't have any of the baked beans or cornbread. You a cornbread guy?
No.
I didn't see it. Peggy was a cornbread guy.
No. The barbecue is tremendous.
Oh, my goodness. That's so good.
I'm a meat. I like the meat.
I know. I just had a big plate of the meat, and it's so delicious. It's like moist and delicious stuff from Mission Barbecue. So thanks to them for dropping off. Real quick, I got a question for you. I'd love people to weigh in on this as well.
Yeah.
I had parent-teacher conferences last week for all three of my kids, both daughters, on Wednesday, I think it was, and then Thursday. I had one for my son. He's now in middle school in sixth grade, and Evan. So I go to the conference and everything, you know, we're just talking about with all his teachers and everything and guidance counselor. And towards the end of it, the one lady goes, oh, I got a thing here. He got written up on the bus for doing something stupid. He like poked a hole with a pencil in it in one of the chairs.
Huh, okay.
And I said, well, what's the repercussions of that? I said, they just gave him a warning. So I said, okay, well, can you do me a favor? Can you give him a detention?
Yeah.
I wanted to up the punishment.
You did. That's good.
I said, can you, they said, yeah, if that's what you want, we'll give him a detention. Yeah. You know, he's got to be here until 4 o'clock on a day, blah, blah, blah. You know, just make sure on that day, which is going to be tomorrow, you can, you know, pick him up at 4 o'clock and all that. But yeah, if you want us to give him a detention for it, then that's fine. Is that a violation for me to up the punishment to give him a detention?
No.
Because I think schools are really lenient now. Like, you don't see the paddle anymore.
No.
We know why you don't see the paddle. I mean, I remember the paddle on Mr. Tibbs' desk, my principal, who was buddies with Reggie Jackson, as a matter of fact, came to my elementary school
really?
And spoke to the students
Reggie?
At Glen Acres Elementary School in Westchester.
Wow.
But Mr. Tibbs is a real big, intimidating guy, had the paddle right on his desk.
Really?
So, like, punishment in school now, like, everything's, you know... It's different. It's a different world we live in.
Yeah.
But is it a violation for me to go,
no, the warning's
not enough. I don't want him destroying school property or doing stupid things.
No, I love the fact
give him
that
a detention.
Well, let me ask you something. Now, I agree with what you
it's
did.
It's not like you're putting him in jail.
I respect what you did, coming from, you know, the way I grew up as well. But did he already get the warning? Like, did they say, now we're just giving you a warning, and now he's going to get a detention?
No, well, I'm sure the guidance counselor told him. I already told him. I said you should get a detention.
Oh, okay, so you said.
I'm
not
upfront about it. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm not going to pull a BS move in a roundabout way and say, and let him find out from somebody else that I said he should get a detention for it. I tell him. I don't give a crap.
I was just wondering if they said, hey, you got a warning, and then one day later they go, actually, you're getting a detention.
Yeah, I mean, he got in trouble the one day for just something stupid, and I told him, so it was something about his Xbox or something like that. And I had the Xbox in my hand and I'm hanging it out the window of the second story.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm ready to drop it.
Huh?
Because that's like the ultimate punishment for a kid is an Xbox.
Yeah.
But, you know, is it a violation for me? And I was up front. I said, I think you shouldn't be doing that. You know it's stupid.
No.
He's like, I know. And I said, I said you should get a detention for it. And they pulled him in this morning when he got into school. And they told him that he would have detention tomorrow.
Good.
So not a violation.
Not at all.
All right, because I'm not about to be one of these parents that just says, oh, it's going to be okay. Don't do it again. And I'm the soft parent at home.
No.
I'm Mr. Softy.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
All right. They're getting to the age now where I can't be Mr. Softy because I'll be running roughshod over me over here.
All right. No, you're the dead right.
Well within my rights. Okay. 610-632-0975. Just want to check with the council
here. It's the best way to get your point across.
Yeah, now he's going to sit there tomorrow until 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And when he comes home, have him clean the bathroom floor with a toothbrush. Old school, that's how I go. Brian in Northeast Philly's on the Fanatic. What's up, Brian?
What's going on?
How you doing?
Think you're a rat, to be honest with you.
Well, I didn't rat on him. I already knew that he committed something that he wasn't supposed to do.
He was already punished. If you would have went in and said, you know, you can't even give him a warning, that's the school gave him a punishment, and that's what they thought.
What punishment, they were going to write him a warning? Is that a punishment?
You could... Well, I don't know. I don't know what the school's like, but you can get him when he gets home. But you never go to the
game. No. They told me that they got a write-up that he didn't even know about yet for something he did on the bus. So I told them, I said, can you give him a detention as opposed to a warning? Because I don't want him destroying school property or anybody's property.
Oh, I agree with that. But I don't think you should have, you know, I don't go through school. That's not me. But hey, you asked me to weigh in. I waited.
Well, there's going to be problems on both ends. He's going to deal with it with the school because he damaged their property, and he's going to deal with me at home.
The schools are so crazy now. Once you get in trouble, it's like now you're like You know what I mean? They got him. They let him go.
I thought he's in the system all of a sudden.
I don't know.
He's ready to do a 5-year stretch any day now.
Maybe it's on his permanent record now.
No, it's not. It's nothing that serious.
Now, I got a question for you about Linda from Mayfair.
Yes.
I think you ought to do a panel. Like Chuck from Lansdale, Mary from Mayfair. Where's Chuck? Does anybody know where he is?
No, he hasn't called in a while. You know what's funny? I always get worried when we don't hear from one of the veterans for a while.
Yeah, you need a veterans roundtable.
Yeah. No, classic.
Like, I know like 4 Chucks from Lansdale, right? He's got the old Eagle shirt, sleeves cut in the summer, and the hat, cutting the lawn, catching you before you go to work.
Wait, did I tell you the story, Bri, about when we were at the McDonald's in Upper Darby, Drexel Hill? And he's there, and he's got the Eagles shirt, just like you said, but from like 1975.
Sure.
And
got the old Eagles.
And it's too short, right? So the belly's coming out of the bottom.
Ah, come on.
And
that's a violation.
And he offers out the young Cowboy fan walks out, and he says, let me tell you something. And Chuck was a big dude. And he offered the guy out. It was great. We'll go right now to the parking lot. He's the best, Chuck.
I'm a big Chuck from Lansdale.
See, that's old school, too. Mm-hmm. I remember Chuck.
But I got my Phillies gear. I got a vintage Fat P maroon starter jacket.
Oh, dude.
The maroon one, too.
I love the starter jacket.
It's like a dark Merlot.
Yeah, it's a little snug, too, like Chuck. So I got to get a little slimmer.
You can't zip it?
Classic.
Not yet. I got to drop like 70 LBs, and then I think I can squeeze into it.
Give me your new song point real quick, Brian.
It's a good move, and we didn't give anything up. 6-7 round pick. I'm good.
Yeah, it's a 6-7 swap. I mean, you don't worry about what they gave up in any way, shape, or form when it comes to this move.
No.
And it's like you gave up nothing, really, and it fills your need with an old friend that we never wanted to send out of here.
By the way, bottom line is he still runs. That's what you need. Look at Carson. How many times did we say last year about not having that outside receiver?
When Mike Wallace went down and you knew that wasn't an option and they tried Shelton Gibson, that wasn't the answer. You know, I mean.
Look, I mean, you know, Nick Foles, God bless him, made something out of nothing, mm-hmm. right? Like, it was just Alshon. Like, he had a great connection with Alshon. He would throw it up and Alshon would go get it. Well, now, Alshon is going to benefit from having the safeties rolled Deshaun's way.
Yeah, let's take it a step further. And you brought it up last week, before anybody else brought it up, Tevin Coleman. A guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Yes.
Screen game. What does Deshaun Jackson do for the screen game? I swear to God, and you talked about it earlier, I think that sports is all about one thing, and it's one word. Spacing.
We talk about it all the time when it comes to the Sixers.
In every sport, it's the same way. It's time and space in every sport. It's that way in basketball. It's that way in the NFL. It's certainly that way in hockey. Baseball, obviously a little different, but still.
No, we're
spacing
talking about,
is huge.
Yeah. But again, that's where the speed guy in the NFL is the 3-point shooter in basketball.
Yeah. He's like Klay Thompson.
Opens it up.
Yeah. Let's go to... Let's go to Trey. Let's go up to New Hampshire. What's going on up in New Hampshire, Trey? Still pretty cold up there?
Oh, yeah. It's freezing.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah, it sucks. So I just had a quick Nelson Aguilar point to bring up.
Yeah.
I think he's going to return the Super Bowl run for him, without a doubt. We got Deshaun Jackson, and look what Torrey Smith did for him, you know, taking the defense off the top.
All right. Well, I mean, look,
that opens
the acquisition,
middle and underneath, and
I think you're going a little far, Trey. I'm not ready to say because they got Deshaun Jackson that they're a Super Bowl team. I think they got a lot of work to do still, and a lot of areas to take care of before I'm ready to go. This team can make a return.
I'm speaking specifically Aguilar.
What do you like about him?
I mean, I don't know. I like his personality. I think he's, you know, he's good. I think he fights hard. You know, you can see he puts an effort for it.
I agree. 100%. Personality, and he fights, and I'd be happy for him to be my neighbor.
Well, you know, again, I think he struggled. There's nobody, I mean, to take anything off the top for him. The same reason I think, you know.
What does he do individually that's his skill set?
I think he needs help. He's not a solid number one. I wouldn't trust him as a number two without some help. So I'm not saying he's a slot, top tier, but
No, but that's my problem with him. I just don't know what he does well.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. When we were talking to Jeff McClain said DeSean Jackson has made a career out of one trick. He's a one-trick pony, but it's been a great trick. What is Nelson Aguilar's trick?
Well, again, you know, Alshon Jeffrey is tall. Here's his attributes. He's tall, he knows how to post up, use his body, and he's got great hands.
And he can battle for balls.
Aguilar, I mean...
He's a great route runner?
No. Mm-hmm.
Does he get open whenever he wants?
Mm-mm. Not really.
Does he stretch the field?
Mm-mm. Like, he's not terrible at all these things, but he's not...
He's got decent numbers.
But he's not good at it. He's not overly good at any one thing.
He's a jack of all trades and a master of none. It's a Renaissance man.
Hey, real quick, remember how I told you about Akbar Bajabiamila earlier?
Yep. Yes.
So Antonio Brown just tweeted, congrats at Le'Veon Bell on getting that money. Gonna let him tell you the team.
All right, so it looks like this may be coming to an end.
The A-B's and J-O.
Seriously.
Come on, dude.
So that means the deal has to be done.
Trying to glom off Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. Yeah, Antonio Brown is a total J-O, by the way.
Like, you got paid. You got your deal. Stay out of the spotlight. You know what it is? He just loves the spotlight.
Yep.
God forbid.
It's attention. It's attention-seeking behavior.
These guys that love the attention. Let the other guy get his attention.
Yeah. No, you're right. 610-632-0975. Vinny in South Philly's on the Fanatic. What's up, Vin?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Hey, Vin.
Hey, so Nelson Aguilar, I mean, I think there's so many players that could fill his role. He's not really that special of a player. I don't think. I really don't think so. But this DeSean thing, I'm so, so excited. I grew up watching him. He was the man. And these defenses are going to have a lot to think about, because last year with Carson throwing the Ertz all the time, they're not going to be able to double him anymore. They're going to have to make big decisions. Mm-hmm. They won't be able to stack the box with our when they see that we're going with the running game. They're going to have to decide through a lot of things. But I think we'll be pretty successful on offense this year. Carson helped the...
You get the running back, because you get to Tevin Coleman, and yeah, I agree.
I think things are looking up. And also, you're talking about the Cardinals front office. They have no hope. I'll tell you, they signed Bradford for $20 million.
They're
paying Jordan Hicks, who's been hurt.
Yeah, the sun fries all their brains down there.
It's amazing, right? Then they're gonna go take Kyler Murray, right?
Oh my God, they can't decide.
After they already bleeped up the quarterback spot before, it's unreal.
Yeah, that kid Rose, he don't seem like he's working out. So, I mean, they didn't have really much to help him. He was getting hit every other play.
I know.
I mean, you couldn't really see. I mean, he could have some promise, but, I mean, they're going to take a quarterback in the first round. Now they're talking about taking him. And you think they're going to take him first?
I do. Yeah. A lot of talk. I heard, I got a buddy of mine that knows them well, and he said he expects them to take him.
Yeah. I tell you who's having a bad week is Charlie Casserly. Because the Kyler Murray discussion reminds me. Because Kyler Murray's agent went nuts about Casserly saying all these things and called it slander. How he's slandering his client.
Yeah.
But Charlie Casserly yesterday said that the problem with the Dallas Cowboys last year is they threw the ball too many times at Dez Bryant.
That's not good.
See, he was calling Luke Kuechly yesterday on NFL Network Ryan Kuechly.
Yeah, that's not good.
All right, dude, hang it up. If you're going to...
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's a shame.
I mean, the producers there must just have worn out his earpiece. Tell him, yo, dude, Luke Kuechly, numbnuts.
Yeah, well, listen, he's got more guys coming out of inside of his brain. I mean, you know, you can't call Charlie Casserly numbnuts.
Well, I can.
That's disrespectful.
But when he goes, hey, the Cowboys' problem is they threw to Dez Bryant too much last year and Dez didn't play.
Right, but he's an older man.
That's where you hang up the Spurs and go enjoy your golden years, all right?
Now, before I rip Casserly. Before I rip Casserly or Stephen A., it was Antonio Bryant, Antonio Brown. Correction, my apologies.
Well, is Pat Egan in there?
So earlier today, Stephen A. Smith was talking about the Redskins, and he said that Tress Way played quarterback for them last year. He's their punter. Stephen A. has been making multiple mistakes.
He's been
recently. Now, the guy's working 24 hours a day, so that's probably why.
Well, then get rid of a job and get it right. Jimmy in Mount Holly's on the Fanatic.
Hey,
what's up, Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Yeah, this is Evan Martinez's attorney. If you punish my client, we're going to drag your ass in the court for double jeopardy.
Well, it's not double jeopardy. Like, and I got criticized by Provolone Joe. Said, I'm wrong 100%. Everything your kid does is documented. As a parent, you defend your kid in public and discipline him at home. Sorry, but snitches get stitches. But Provolone Joe's not paying attention.
Well,
they already had
around.
It documented. They just wanted to give him a warning. And I said, up the punishment. I thought they'd be a little soft.
As far as the Deshaun Jackson thing, I think it's a terrible signing. What I would have done is I would have called Marvin Harrison out of retirement because he's got a nice personality.
Wow.
Yeah,
you don't like Deshaun Jackson? Seriously?
I can't believe you just took me seriously. I'm taking a shot at that call. I couldn't believe what
he's
kidding.
Now, Jimmy, you love the signing, don't you?
I thought you did. I didn't get your – my bad. Slow with your sarcasm, brother.
I adore the signing. I mean, this will stretch the field. Imagine the weaponry that Carson now has. But to paraphrase Bob Costas, this is hockey season, boys. Jason, I hope you told the off-mentioned old lady – you're going to be spending some time at the barn April, May, and June. I mean, this team, if they continue to play at the clip they have, they'll go 11-2-1 the rest of the year. There's no reason we can't expect that. Not only are you going to get the playoffs, but they'll get in with points to spare.
Well, I don't know if they'll get in with points to spare. Well, maybe a point or two if they went 11-2-1. But I don't know, Jimmy. The schedule's really difficult. Can they maintain this through the remaining now 13 games? I don't know. I think it's a big ask. But if you do get in your wild card number two, you're going to draw the Tampa Bay Lightning, which is no picnic.
Well, you said it very eloquently on the postgame show last night. This isn't a hot streak. This is an elongated period of great hockey. You know, far be it for me to throw any flies in anyone's ointment, but we have a little Wentz-Fall situation here. Do you stick with the Moose? Or do you go back to the kid?
Kid's playing Thursday.
You got to go back to the kid.
Kid's playing Thursday. Well, you got so many games coming up that you have a back-to-back.
Because he played well against the Sens, I'm not going back to Carter?
No. They're going to Carter on Thursday night.
No. But Jimmy's talking
to his
about,
point, yeah.
Yeah, to Jimmy's point.
Yeah, no, they're going to go back to the kid. And they're going to go him on Thursday, the Moose on Friday, and then Sunday we'll see where they go. Pittsburgh.
I didn't get the sarcasm. That was bad on me.
Yeah. Hart was the backup last night.
Mark Barron? It's Slim Pickens.
Linebacker?
Yeah.
Deon
Buchanan, who's undersized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like Mark Barron.
All right. We'll see how it plays out. Yeah, I mean, you can probably have to go into the draft, but boy, that's a risky proposition. Maybe you can find somebody to work a deal. Trot available?
Yeah.
Get Trot back in the mix? You like Trot in there, right? You'd be good about that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man! I thought you were going to give me the Trot. You know, what's up, cuz?
What's up, Batsman? That's when you bust it out. Oh, man, that's one of the great drops of all time. I love that one.
It's my man, the Trot.
What up, cuz?
That's my man. I never had. He was the greatest. We used to do the show.
He's awesome.
Like, there's no better guy. I
love him.
I do. To this day, I love him.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He's the best.
What up, cuz?
There was some great stuff. Like, B. Mitch was all. Like, we had some great.
Great guy.
I love that team.
Yeah.
I did. But Trot's one.
B. West.
I love Trot. B. West.
How about the Trot story about knocking out LeVar Arrington?
The greatest. Trot's a man.
Put you to sleep.
And he did.
610-632-0975.
Trot's a good golfer, man.
Yeah, I seen him out at the Mikey Miss Open looking dapper on the course.
He's good golfer.
Yeah, he gets a hold of one. Forget it.
He crushes the ball.
Oh, my God.
He's over at Jaws' place.
Oh, yeah. You can hear the ball screaming for mercy when he addresses it. 610-632-0975. Bring the heat at the top of the hour. We're back for more on the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, Delaware Valley sports fans, all my 4 for 4 people. We're loving these sports betting options at Parks Casino, my casino of choice. The sports betting at Parks and the South Philadelphia Race and Sportsbook. And this Thursday, starting at the Valley Forge Race and Sportsbook in Oaks, Pennsylvania, right off of 422. Bet with the best. Number one, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Nobody does it better. Today and tomorrow, the Valley Forge Race and Sportsbook is open to the public for testing from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and you can place your bets. My team at Parks Casino also makes it easy to place your wagers, whether you're inside the sports books or at many of the kiosks around the casino or the turf club. The Game Changer is their Bet Slip Builder app. Download this free app at Apple Store or Google Play Store, and you can plan all your sports bets anytime, anywhere with real-time odds directly from the Parks Casino Sportsbook. Then you can just take your phone into the casino or turf club, and they scan your phone to print out all your bets and give you your tickets. Come see me Thursday, 6 o'clock, as I broadcast live from the Sportsbook at Parks Casino in Bensalem. Great spots, hundreds of big screens, all the action right there. Bet with the best, Pennsylvania's number one casino, Parks Casino, plus the South Philadelphia Racing Sportsbook and the Valley Forge Racing Sportsbook. Nobody does it better. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's a great football day because all the moves. It's hot stove in March for the NFL. Bills right now are going to sign John. They have signed John Brown, and they're going to go get Cole Beasley.
Yeah, it's just seeing that one come over now that Cole Beasley is signing with the Bills per Mike Garofalo. So they get Garofalo and John Brown.
They get Cole Beasley, John Brown.
Oh, yeah, Cole. Mike's not playing football.
Stays at the NFL Network.
Yeah.
Jason missed it earlier. Jordan Hicks signs a big deal in Arizona. So it leaves the Eagles with a void at Mike linebacker.
Big time.
So I don't know if you have any interest, but right now your best middle linebacker available is Mark Barron, formerly of the Rams, who can hit. He was a cap casualty. Yeah, if you want to go the undersized route, Deion Buchanan from the Arizona Cardinals. Problem is he gets hurt a lot.
Yeah. So kind of replacing a hurt guy with another hurt guy.
Yeah, Mark Barron could hit a little bit. Not a great cover guy.
Man, this is one of those positions, Ant, that I feel like they're undervaluing right now.
Well, the whole league does.
Yeah, I know. And when you have a really good one, a really good inside middle linebacker, then you... To me, I know there's not a ton of great ones out there, but...
I'll be honest with you.
You don't buy that?
Nope.
You're not a linebacker guy anymore.
I
you used to love the linebacker.
Yes, you're right. Loved. It was my... Middle linebacker was my favorite position in sports.
Yep.
And now it's devalued. Now, the safety's more important. It's moved back a level.
Yeah.
The edge rusher is the most important, along with the corner. They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Right? So your corner and your edge rusher, most important. And then you got safety over Mike linebacker. You're in nickel so much that you're only playing two linebackers.
Yeah, the league's so much about, and the rules dictated too, about
you
the
know,
passing.
And like, I know everybody's got some backs now, but it's still, the corner today, it's like you got to cover these tight ends. Force you to cover.
Yeah.
And these guys were obsolete, these old Mike linebackers. I loved Singletary. Those guys are the best, man.
Yeah. No,
but,
you're right.
You know, different game.
So speaking of linebackers, this is from Albert Breer. You know how free agency doesn't really officially begin until tomorrow. The Vikings and linebacker Anthony Barr's camp are hammering out a multi-year deal now, and it's expected to come in at about $13.5 million per. Barr loves Minnesota's team's culture, and Vikings sweetened their offer last night. So it was reported that he was going to go to the Jets.
Yeah.
But because nothing's official until the 13th, which is tomorrow.
The Vikings stepped up.
It looks like he's going back to Minnesota now.
Wow.
So the Jets lose out on Barr.
Wow. Yeah, so that was a foregone conclusion.
So that, you know what that means? Le'Veon Bell, lock.
for the Jets?
Yeah.
Well, okay, let me give you the latest here. Andrew talked about it earlier. Akbar Bajiamila. I don't know if I said that.
Bajiamila
tweeted earlier at Le'Veon Bell, "Am I allowed to tell people yet? Happy for you, bro. Make us proud." And Le'Veon Bell quote tweeted his tweet and said, "Yeah, spill the beans." Here's the problem. Le'Veon Bell tweeted that from his official account at 11:45, and I don't know that we have any beans yet. So as I look at Akbar, if Akbar knows, why is he not tweeting out where he's going when Le'Veon says, go ahead and spill the beans?
Because Le'Veon texted him on the side and said, shut the bleep up.
He hasn't tweeted since. And I'm looking to see if there's
a
reply.
It's not up to you to glom it. That's such a violation.
Yeah.
Is it not?
It is. This is Akbar overstepping.
Like, put it this way. If I found out that you won the Vezina, all right?
I didn't.
It's not up to me to go, hey.
Can I tell people?
Like, let me tweet you and go, congratulations, bro. The vet. Like, that's your award.
Yeah.
It's your moment.
Why? He's glomming is what he's doing.
You can't be a glommer. Yeah. I hate the glommer.
Yeah.
Hate the glommer.
It's a bad move. Let's go to Dustin down in Northeast Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Dust?
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
Yo, Dust.
Love the show, man. Glad I got in.
Don't you hate the glamour?
God, dude, it's super annoying, man.
Yeah.
It's incredible. But listen, Ant, you actually kind of changed my point. Brought up a good point in what you guys were just talking about. And it's the reason why I think the Sixers are going to get really far in the playoffs. And it's the reason why I think that the Phillies are going to get to the World Series. Times have changed so much. And I'm only 29 years old. When I was growing up, my favorite player in the NFL was Ray Lewis. I'm a diehard Eagles fan, but for whatever reason, I loved watching Ray Lewis play just because of how good he was and how smart he was on the field. He was an incredible player.
No, outrageous.
The middle linebacker, back in the day, that middle linebacker position was huge. But nowadays, Ant, you need to put points on the board. I mean,
you got to be able to cover, too.
But look at this one, Jay. When we played New England, our defense let up the most yards, and they let up a killer amount of points. But our offense was able to maintain that and was able to keep moving forward and keep putting points on the board.
See, that game to me wasn't that high scoring, though. It was 41-33. Like, that's normal to me for a Super Bowl. The yardage, you're right, though. I mean, that was a lot of yards.
Not this year's Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, you don't do that, notwithstanding.
But the thing is that if an Eagles fan could say that they do not like the signing of DeSean Jackson and they don't like that trade, they're crazy, because what it does is we have one of the best tight ends in the league. We have, I would say, Alshon's definitely a top 10. I would probably put him in top 5. I think he's the best 50-50 ball catcher in the
league. Well, wait a minute. You think Alshon Jeffrey's a top 5 receiver in the league?
If you put the right guys around him, which we've seen.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think he's an above-average receiver.
Well, Jay, you're going to see this year, DeSean Jackson is going to make that top so much more deep that I kind of also wanted to bring up a real quick point for the offense. Now, did you guys see about Latavius Murray? They're saying down to the Saints.
Yeah.
So are they going to get rid? They're going to get rid of Ingram.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a shot at Ingram? I think he would be.
I think he's 30
in this offense.
I don't like it. He don't catch the ball out of the backfield. I don't like him, brother.
Yeah.
I'd rather go get Tevin Coleman.
Yeah.
Real quick, before you let me go, Jay, I called up last week for the cuz. I don't know if you forgot about it or if you brought it up. I didn't hear it. We got to get a song for Bryce Harper. And I think I got
that's
one.
Right.
Jay,
what is it?
What do you got?
War Pigs by Black Sabbath. Oh. Yeah, I don't know why. I could just see him walking up to the plate, crushing one out of the park.
General's got it in his masses. I'm with you. I like that. That's a good one.
But that's good.
I said that people were requesting putting songs in for Bryce last week, and I said, I can't do it. I got to wait till you're here.
Because
when it comes to songs for the players.
Yeah, thank you.
That is you. That is your wheelhouse. I'm a music man. But that is your wheelhouse, so I'm not going
to
step on it.
I appreciate that. You're upstanding.
Yeah. I'm a stand-up guy.
You are.
But we do have to figure that out.
Give me the Embiid. You have Embiid?
The Embiid one is from what?
Come on.
The Bourne Identity?
Yes.
Yeah. The Bourne movies. The Revenant, of course, is Carson.
Right.
Sergio Marauder.
Well, that was Dario.
Dario, which I still love, which may be the best one of all. Yeah, there you go.
This is Embiid.
Swat, swat.
Yes. Like even against the Pacers, you saw it, and 33 points, 28 minutes.
I like this.
Just superhuman.
Yeah.
No, 69%.
Right. That's him. He's a spy. Like,
I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
Super spies.
Welcome to
he just happens to be 7'2".
Yeah.
Like, you can see him, like...
He's nothing covert about, like, that spy.
On a Paris rooftop. In all black.
What? Right for his, like, two blocks away from the Louvre?
Yeah. Scaling, like, from roof to roof.
And he's carrying one of those tubes with a Van Gogh wrapped in it.
Right? I'm on his tail.
Two hands. Man, I'm trying to be dumb there.
All right, we'll have to come up with a song for Harper. I think Harper's song needs to be a bit menacing.
Yeah, I like that.
He's a menacing presence at the plate.
Yes.
When Mikey Mist interviewed him, he said, you have a violent swing.
Yeah,
I like that terminology.
Yeah.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station, and we're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.